Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Although baseball is far from being my favorite spectator sport, I went with my husband and our younger son to a baseball game last week. I neither understood nor was fascinated by all the facets of the game. I did recognize, however, when players were put out at bat. It had to do with their having three strikes. Interestingly, just a day or two later, my Bible reading had to do with three strikes. You can't think where that's found, you say? Well, look at Daniel 3:23. The verse reads, "And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." This is, of course, a very familiar story, the story of the three young Hebrew men who were serving as slaves in Babylon. They came to the time when all of Babylon was told to bow to Nebuchadnezzar's image, and if they didn't bow, they were threatened with death in the burning fiery furnace. But these three followers of the Jehovah God refused to bow to that image, saying, "We will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." And so they faced the fearsome punishment. That furnace, already sufficiently hot to kill anyone, was heated 7 times its usual temperature. The heat was so fiercely intense that it killed the soldiers who threw the three Israelites in. Now, it's at this point we can see clearly that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had three strikes against them. They were, as we could say, up to bat against the adversary, that great arch-enemy of each one of us, Satan. And, specifically, the three strikes in this scene were as follows. When they were tossed into the burning fiery furnace, they fell down, that's one strike. They were bound, that's two strikes. And they were in the very midst of the furnace, that's the third strike. Well, three strikes and you're out, right? Wrong. When Nebuchadnezzar looked into that burning fiery furnace, he saw that those three young Hebrew men were loosed from their bonds. They were unsinged by the fire, and they were walking in the company of Jesus Christ. What an encouragement this was, as I considered the application to my life. We Christian women face some pretty tough batting situations now and then, don't we? And sometimes those situations may really seem hopeless. And yet, Scripture challenges us, if Christ be for us, who can be against us? Oh, no, dear lady. It just doesn't apply to us. We don't have to say, three strikes and you're out. No. Instead, as it applied to those three Hebrew children, so it applies to you and me. Three strikes and you're up.
Listen daily at this time for Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, originating from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.